Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. No, I'm sorry, it's Claudina, C-L-A-U-D-I-N-A, McCullough, M-C-C-U-L-L-O-C-H. Address is 3117 Clear Lake Drive, Chico, California, 95973. Phone is 530-321-3673. ID is XXX XXX 4937. Date of birth 3/4/1968. This is a 55-year-old employed woman. Insurance is Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Enloe Medical Center. It is addressed to Char Bush, it's Char, C-H-A-R, L, period, Bush, B-U-S-H, and then comma, capital A, capital N, capital P, comma, capital G, capital N, capital P. Below that should say nurse practitioner. Her address is 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650, 530-877-7260, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of atypical movement disorder. Current medication lists these vertically. Oh, the first one is atypical movement disorder. The second diagnosis is history of migraines, vacillating in intensity, dash treated. Symptoms exacerbated by heat and stress. Current medications list these vertically. Abilify 15 milligrams daily, Asifex 20 milligrams, 1 to 2 a day, Adderall 15 milligrams, 1 to 2 a day, Estradiol 2 milligrams daily, Gabapentin 300 milligrams, 1 at bedtime, Lunesta 3 milligrams, 1 at night for insomnia, Pepcid AC 20 milligrams, 1 to 2 per day, Zyrtec 10 milligrams. Medical adverse reactions, sulfa, dash rash and diarrhea, soma, dash fainting, past medical history, allergies, anxiety, arthritis, sleep apnea with CPAP therapy, depression, headache, migraine, and tension, lumbar degeneration, sleep apnea. Surgical history, cholecystectomy, 2022, hysterectomy, 2019. Family history, she is married. She has had one child. She completed 14 years of education through community college. She is currently employed at Enloe Medical Center, working in patient access at prompt care. She is right-handed. She reports medium stress level, low to medium exercise. She has not completed an advanced directive. Family history. Her father is deceased. He suffered from sepsis with a history of ulcerative colitis and ankylosing spondylitis. Her family history is reported to involve ankylosing spondylitis, heart disease, diabetes, and bipolar illness. New paragraph. Family medical problems, arthritis, father and brother, mental health concerns, mother and sister, migraine headaches, mother. Neurological review of systems. She has a history of recurrent cephalgia, now she's treated. Subparagraph. She was treated with sumatriptan under the care of Dr. Joel Rothfeld, more recently transitioned to Emgality with good benefit, but administrative insurance problems. New paragraph, she has a history of dysomnia with sleep apnea, symptoms of increased daytime sleepiness, difficulty with sleep initiation, and sleep maintenance. Subparagraph, she reports awakening every night at about 3 in the morning. New paragraph, she has a history of diagnosed bruxism and uses a bite plate with excellent benefit by her report. New paragraph, she developed a movement disorder from her medical treatment for depression, parenthesis, bipolar disease, in parenthesis, involving her mouth, tongue, tapping of her teeth, and foot arching on the left. New paragraph. Dear Char Bush, thank you for referring Claudina McCullough for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Claudina is doing well under your care and that of Dr. Ethan Eitner, I-T-N-E-R-D-O, psychiatry. New paragraph. She has a history of recurrent migraine, which is medication responsive, being treated with Emgality with good benefit, and sumatriptan in the past. New paragraph. Following our evaluation discussion today, I am giving her samples of Qulipta to take for abortive treatment of recurrent headaches. Subparagraph, the medication can also be used prophylactically if necessary. I'm also giving her a prescription for riboflavin, vitamin B2, 400 milligrams, for nutritional prophylaxis and may be additionally beneficial for her. New paragraph. She does have a history of persistent chronic fatigue with her sleep apnea, which is treated. New paragraph. She is transitioning to Enloe Home Health for ongoing care of her CPAP unit and therapy. New paragraph. In consideration of this, she may be a candidate for readjustment of her treatment regimen for ADD to Sanofi, S-O-N-O-F-I, for management of daytime vigilance and reduction of her fatigue and sleepiness. New paragraph. I'm ordering laboratory testing to exclude narcolepsy as a comorbid sleep diagnosis. New paragraph. In consideration of her history of medication-induced dyskinesia, I have given her samples of I am giving her samples of AUSTEDO, DEUTETRABENAZINE tablets, a progressive dosage packet beginning at 6 milligrams a.m. and p.m. the first week, increasing to 9 milligrams a.m. and p.m. second week, 12 milligrams a.m. and p.m. the third week, and as much as 15 milligrams a.m. and p.m. the fourth week. New paragraph. We are scheduling her for a quick med check reevaluation in 1 to 2 weeks to determine the benefit of this medication, which is exquisitely useful in treating medication-induced dyskinesia. New paragraph. If she is successful with this medication, we will have to work on funding due to the extraordinary expense of this proprietary product. New paragraph. I have ordered advanced laboratory testing for narcolepsy, vitamin B micronutrient screen, mineral and element panel, and metals to exclude toxicity producing her symptoms. New paragraph. With her history of a probable organic brain syndrome, symptoms of bipolar illness, treated medically, we will request static and ambulatory electroencephalograms for evaluation and obtain the results of MR brain imaging, which we will order with additional information considering more advanced metabolic MR studies. New paragraph. She gave an initial history today of spasms in the lower extremities that are responsive to magnesium. New paragraph. Considering readjustment of her treatment regimen with Sanofi for treatment of daytime that is a vigilance agent for treatment of daytime somnolence, may be useful at some point as a substitute for her ADD medications. New paragraph. I'll discuss this with Dr. Eitner after he receives our report and the results of our testing information. New paragraph. Thank you for referring this most pleasant and interesting patient. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.